I wonder how much of the meetings is talking about the stuff at the meetings.
Well, should we just go around and everyone says what they
Not a lot.
No. Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you've done some stuff.
Okay. Well, I've got a browser now, which, I'll let it on. Oh, I got mine as well.
Good.
It smells like good stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've got a browser with which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics, and then when you go on the menu, you can select a summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player.
Right.
And I think the search works as well, so you pop up a search, and it loads up just the background window, so empty and. So when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. That makes sense. The transcription box has got a summarize button, which doesn't do anything yet. Now, I wonder how we want to do, you know, we want a pop-up window with the speaker characterization. Either we could do that, you know, when does a pop-up come? Either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra button, extra few buttons next to the summarize button, so that you, actually in the transcription box, but so that you click on a button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that, that part of speech or whatever that what he's been saying.
The left click or
the
right.
The left click highlights it.
Right.
So that you can I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have left click for one thing and double click for something else. I think so yeah, when you left click it you can for example set the marker there so that the audio goes from there, I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up.
Yeah, on the computer.
So right click on it, menu, you know, and you can click on speaker characterization that pops the window.
What else do we have in the menu?
That's a good point. I don't know.
Everything.
but I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click doesn't do anything, does it? It opens a menu.
A menu, yeah. That's what you can do.
Yeah, to just have sort of the same sort of idiom throughout. Kind of
yeah. Or just, you know, or just the button.
Yeah.
I guess the button makes a bit more sense because otherwise you don't really know that, oh, what if I right click now? What happens then?
Like, well, no, you still have the menu.
Yeah.
The menu's pop up, but. Well, it's more obvious, isn't it?
It's more already a click, isn't it? It's got a button.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. It's more intuitive.
Well, then it's not as extensible. Like, if we want to add more things in the future, then we have, new buttons. I don't know. Where's the menu type thing is more flexible that way. But probably not going to be adding too many things.
I guess in Meeting Browser 1.1.
Okay, exactly. I know. True.
True.
Yes.
But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in, like a search for that user.
Yeah.
Is that going to be useful or too much? Or?
I guess so. So what part of the menu that comes down is says, "Give me all your meetings."
Yeah. So when you right click on it, one option will be, "Give me all your meetings." Characterize the speaker.
Yeah.
Or is that too much? I mean,
I
guess so.
It's more like part of the browsing sort of thing, more than the speaker characterization. Involve the speaker characters.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like maybe tie that in with dialogue acts or something as well. I mean, speaker characterization tied into, I don't know, just some way to sort of leverage that information. Like we have it, we're doing it, but what, how does it help the browsing? Or what can it give us in the browsing?
The speaker characterization. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's, the speaker characterization is a bit like you said. I mean, it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I think we should do it. I mean,
I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as another thing of, like, well, if you get the speaker characterization that someone talks a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you get the thing that's in that topic or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's still another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet, you know.
It doesn't
pop up the speaker characterization yet. You have to first define what happens when you click on a user.
We have to have the speaker characterization first before we cross
the
other.
Yeah.
So should we try to do a right-click menu then?
Yeah. All right, why not?
Is that just from the main window?
Is that
from any particular window? Like, if we want to sort of get, like, if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right click for these various things.
Yes.
Wait,
there's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. You want to somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is for
it's consistent throughout. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the speaker.
So. Yeah. So we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click, basically.
Right. Actually, yeah. Like another common thing, like if we have it so set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu, I mean that's kind of a typical kind of action that would happen. If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of a default view, so it'll be like all the cases of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up the particular instances of that topic in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just think to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen, so the double click will do that and just save them the trouble of right clicking and choosing the item on the menu.
I don't see there's anything obvious that would be able to.
Well,
that would
it might come to us as we start playing with it.
What was that? Do you mean
like we have the right click menu, have the menu right clicking, but instead of like have a default double click, so it'll be a choice from the menu.
The most common
used
double
click. Like show the speaker characterization.
Yeah.
But then there's a problem with a lot of windows popping up again, and they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is.
Yeah.
But if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen?
Sometimes you get lights and you go, like, "Oh, don't wait."
Yeah, exactly. Well, then they close it. Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
Especially if you have a touchpad.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll check what it does on double click at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think it might do something, but I really don't see anything obvious that. I mean, if we can think of something. Another thing. Single audio files. Do we want to use them or not?
We don't know yet. Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel. Mm-hmm. Single channel files. Do we want them? I mean,
probably not, but we might need them for this.
We might use them
at the moment,
to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse, you can?
You might want to be able to say, "Oh, just give me what that person's saying."
Do you though?
No.
I mean, it's not going to make much sense if you listen to it on its own, do you?
Unless you can't hear it properly or something. Someone's talking over somebody else or something. We'll just say no for now and put it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it will increase the amount of data we need quite a lot, won't it?
Yeah.
The footprint of the thing.
Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you mentioned? Do you think
we probably need that though, to have the full flexibility. We need to have that
That's
there.
what I
But
think. I mean,
yeah.
I'm very much, I want to have everything customizable.
Although the thing is, typically though, is someone going to have five windows open at the same time? Probably not. Probably
Probably
just
not, no.
two or
Probably
three
not.
of whatever
Two or
whatever
three,
they're
yeah.
looking at, like Dialogx
Yeah.
to whatever.
But yeah, it depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere, you know. And the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
That would be good to
No,
have
I think
there.
it's fine.
But,
Yeah.
well, couldn't we, I mean, you probably, I don't know if you want to have, like, the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just, like, choose the same window for transcription and summary.
So like have a tab there or something
I
like
was
that.
just having
Choose one side.
Yeah. Tabs are nice.
Yeah,
I like
Zilla
tabs.
style.
That's right, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Anybody know how to do that? Can you have a job? I don't think you have a nice
You should be able to.
You probably
Yeah.
can.
I'm sure.
But
I'm sure you could do anything.
If
Yeah.
you really knew what you mean. But I don't know. It's a bit of a cripple, Java's window. Sometimes. It's a bit of a cripple.
I can have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just, I don't know.
But yeah,
yeah,
that might be
change
nice.
to conference of the same window.
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
from transcription to summary.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even just have buttons on it, toggle buttons or something on the toolbar for that window. Just something. A lot
Yeah,
of different ways
yeah.
we can do it. It doesn't have to be a tab or whatever. Just
No,
can be.
no, it
Yeah.
could be like transcription, summary,
Yeah,
letters,
exactly.
and just
Yeah.
press on the question.
Or check marks even have
Yeah,
two of them
that'll
checked.
reduce the number of windows
Yeah.
you need, wouldn't it? Which is probably. Otherwise, Photoshop has a lot of windows. If you ever use Photoshop, it's got loads, and you're always forever going, oh, get out of the way, and
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
stuff in the way.
But I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use Windows or Linux, whatever, you have a lot of windows open.
You
You
do,
manage
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Unless, can you, I don't suppose you can minimize them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can minimize them.
Can you do that?
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
okay.
Okay, well, that's all right. Yeah. Of course you can,
Yeah.
actually, yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of these can be, like once we get the disfluencies out, then we can, you know, transcript without the disfluency, transcript with the disfluency,
Yeah, that's
have all
true,
these,
yeah.
you know, have all these sort
They
of using the same window, and so we
Yeah,
can
they're
put a lot
definitely
of,
gonna be in the same
and
window,
probably
yeah.
mutually distinct
Exclusive.
and exclusive. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the plan for the disfluencies anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do you want to do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same window. Mutually
Yeah,
exclusive.
well, I don't know, with transcripts, it sounds reasonable to have like transcripts, like maybe three alternatives then, like
Right.
full meeting, meeting without disfluencies, and summarize.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Do you want to do
that
that?
kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, sounds good.
And finally, the prototype is played for that. What kind of prototype could we produce?
By the end of February?
Because I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, what am I going to change today, you know? And it kind of just, it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. It's not going to be a lot for my work.
I guess it is. I mean, just to try and, I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, that's what we need, yeah. Something just slightly more than just that one.
Yeah, so we can plug it in and just.
Yeah.
Just so we see the integration works. So it's really okay.
Yeah,
True.
definitely.
So I guess that's what we need to look for.
I think that's kind of what he meant as well, you
Yeah.
know, seeing it sort of start to do stuff rather than just being
Oh, that's pretty cool.
a prototype of the GUI.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down,
Yeah,
so.
Actually, is the code accessible, like the the GUI stuff that you've done? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff out of your directory somewhere? Like, if we're gonna just try and like take a look or something,
I don't know,
try
can
and just plug some stuff.
I
think
like,
you can.
If you make it well readable, then anybody.
Well,
can.
If you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable, then we
yeah.
know the directory to get in then. And just
yeah, sure.
That might be. Might be
I don't know
idea.
If it's readable at the moment, but you can sure have it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think by default they are.
No,
I think.
They're not well readable. They're
no?
not
or
they're only default. Then only
yeah.
you can read them.
Okay.
You can see them, but you can't read them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, I'll make that readable then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the directory is my number.
Or you could just email. Okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
Well,
so
it's not difficult.
Yeah. Wait, okay.
What's your number?
Okay.
In all the emails.
Yeah.
Your
yes.
number.
04.
Okay.
04555 60.
And then it's.
And then there's a folder in our SSD. And it's called the M browser.
The M browser.
Lowercase.
I hope you never have to look in my directory. It's just pure chaos.
No, I'm extremely organized. I've got holes, everything. I love holes.
Mine is serious chaos. But anyway.
Yep. So that's me then. Someone else want to talk about their stuff?
Final Java one.
Oh, I don't know. I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use.
What were you doing again?
Yeah.
All the searching stuff, like that in inverted file stuff,
yeah.
And the next search query and all that.
Okay. Hmm. I have a tutorial about inverted search indexing.
So you could probably just use that code. Like that was behind the question she asked him earlier.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
oh,
the reusing
yeah.
code and stuff and just like,
oh,
okay.
Right. Yeah,
that's
pretty much
closer.
There, is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's usable. I haven't looked
yeah.
at it,
okay.
But
yeah.
I found some code for
yeah.
like from a tutorial about
oh, yeah.
indexing.
Okay.
Cool,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So even if it doesn't work, you can jiggery-pug it around and make
yeah,
it
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll probably still have to do some other file management, file creation,
yeah,
messing
yeah.
around stuff.
Yeah, very basics, isn't it? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you think it shouldn't be too
difficult? I don't know. I was a bit worried about when, well, when you talked about this with the file, what's wrong with files? I mean, how much do they actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to convert it to some sort of format. So.
Yeah.
I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen.
Okay. Right.
But at the moment, I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java to play with it.
Okay.
Are you writing in Java?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, you should have a look at the browser code then, because. You know, they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
At least.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure I'm making a name of it.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it was a good point you had that, like, collaborating.
Yeah.
File things. I mean, if you already started on
yeah,
stuff,
absolutely.
We can
should share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Libraries.
Yeah.
Should we? I don't know. Meet up and see what we could do. I mean, I don't know. See what you've done and see what we need when we know more. Maybe.
Yeah.
Week,
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So you're still working.
We haven't done anything this week because this week's been manic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
between
only 2 days old.
Well, whatever it was last week.
Yeah.
the week as is rather than the proper week, you know what I mean? But
right.
It's been all a bit manic the last.
Well, you're an SP and LP and SP2, right?
That's
so
right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
And then we had to do an IRP, whatever it was last week as well. which is only a page long, but it's quite difficult to write a page.
Yeah.
I mean, that's completely
different. It was. I had to sit there and think about it for a bit.
Yeah, that's fun. So yeah, I was thinking the weekend probably start attacking this seriously, and just hopefully have something by next week that we can sort of try integrating into the GUI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that should be possible.
The browser as I use it now, or as it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the files, which I think is odd, but I'm not quite sure how it works yet. I don't quite understand it.
So when it
to get the data, for example, to get the summarization data, you have to search for, I think, IDs or something. Yeah.
I'm pretty sorry.
Yeah.
I guess it's how it works. That is pretty bizarre.
So they don't, they don't say look in that folder, but they say search everything.
That is pretty cool.
Well, they did say it wasn't the most efficient.
It does
very clearly,
quite
yeah.
But
is it like a window where you have to write the search query, or is it just what's behind it?
No, this is not the actual search. This is just when you open, to load the transcript, for example, to find the transcript for a certain meeting, it does the search for the string, transcript or text or whatever.
It just has an open variable transcript, whatever, find everything that's got that.
So I don't know if you looked at the search query language, but it's like a $A text.
Because that's the declares a variable.
Because these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string, I don't know what it is, words or text or something in it. So it just searches for those files.
Okay. Right. When you is there a open thingy or what did you do to how did you figure out that this uses NXT search?
It's in the code. You define a search object and then you search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript to do the summary.
Did you have to write it in the way that they wrote it?
Just search for a specific string. So you could just, you could use that if you want to take the data out. If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want to, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I haven't dared thrown out because there are all the functions I have. Yes. So they're all in there. Still, a lot of rubbish, but we'll be chucked out at the end, I think.
Commenting it out one bit at a time, running it.
Yes.
So basically, we got to go and do some work.
On the weekend.
Weekend's still 4 days
off. Still at the bottom of the mountain.
How many hours is this?
I don't think you actually have that much to do at the
moment. Well, should you put in what's four in the
Seriously.
How's your quantifier raising?
That's what we're gonna work on.
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thing about?
Mm.
No.
Who was Dana?
You do.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll do that then.
These can be changed.
So I did that then.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, you know.
If you want to. I mean, it's just, you know, play around with some extra stuff. If you have some time, why not?
I shouldn't be doing it.
So what courses should I have picked if I'm not doing any
work? Well, I'm doing communications, of which I had one exercise, and I've done that like 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
That's in 2 weeks.
Is that an informatics course?
Yeah, it's a...
Oh, it's like
nine
digital...
Nine courses,
okay.
Like 10 or something.
Okay.
And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems.
Hmm.
Which we had one exercise as well, and that's on Friday. Well, I'm not doing any backhanding, so, you know.
Yeah. I'll be happy when this week is over. Yeah. Well, anyway, is that about it then?
No.
Anything else we need to discuss? Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, I don't know. We'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I know after DNLG or something, maybe just have a little quick little update and just...
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah, well, we can decide.
Then,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you planning to do over the weekend now?
Search.
And you're going to do the search.
Well,
you're going to open the search.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Couldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be, you know, still a limited version of, you know, the next query search, but won't be the whole thing. But like, we can just decide sort of the things that we do want to do. Yeah. Well, actually, Moses just dialed on that. So. That's what it was. Summary topics, strange. Yeah.
She said, I think we need to set ourselves some milestones.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know.
Yeah, then get behind schedule. Yeah, pretty quick. Like you're saying. Yeah. Well, actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, a date?
Well, you decide. I'm not very much of what person.
The progress report is June 23rd.
Of
February.
Well, how about we get it done by then? I mean,
yes, yeah.
Then we can write about it in the interim report. You know,
yeah.
You know, then we've got something to show.
My own deadlines.
Oh, and the search interface. Maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can give that to me, and I'll build you nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
Wasn't like what you have now? Isn't that pretty much what you need to read on, or was it?
Oh, that doesn't exist. That's completely cut and pasted.
Okay.
That does not exist.
Nicely
done, though, isn't it?
Semblance of reality.
Actually, all these things are nicked from, you know, all these drop-down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google online. A screenshot of Google.
Oh.
It's going to be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but, you know, the whole drop-down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we want to be able to search for.
That's
true.
So
decide on that over the weekend.
Yeah, do you want to, you know, just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do, and then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include. That would probably involve researching the query language a bit as well to
yeah,
see what
totally.
I can do. Yeah.
It would be nice to meet up and you can sort of show us a bit, you know, already, so we don't sort of have to do all the work again, or just like figuring out stuff.
Oh, just
no.
Like the basics or anything.
No, already. What?
Sure.
Just like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like all the, and seeing the code and just sort of how, just see the basics of what you've done. Like just get a quick look over and just
can
the basics.
Tutorials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like you know, the class paths, all that sort of thing. Like just to say, okay, well here's, you know,
yeah.
Everything's basically
yeah,
set up and then just,
yeah,
yeah just jump right in.
The code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
In the morning. Yeah, I know. Well, thing is, yeah, if, you know, something like that could happen anytime because, yeah, like my schedule is like a class break, class, you know, that
yeah.
sort of thing.
I'm
so,
take
so,
an
so
hour
yeah, I know, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So,
I mean,
something like that, and then if I have a class, I can run off and do whatever.
Yeah, pick your time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so, Monday.
Yeah,
Monday might be good.
Yeah, what? Monday.
Yeah.
Six?
Yeah.
Yeah, this
one. Anytime, not at noon or two or four. No, in between those, you know, like one or three. Or
3 o'clock?
Sure.
Actually, yeah.
Possibly.
Three,
right.
It was my time to do,
and
I'll do four.
It's four.
Unless
yeah.
you want to do it after.
Yeah, that's an option too. Yeah,
yeah.
After two. Sure.
3 is good day, but we have
4. Or 3:30. And just, yeah,
well,
necessarily
we're
short.
In the computer room in here.
Actually, we can't get in there though.
If you can't, can you get in the front door? Oh, we haven't got a key, do we? Can none of you get in?
We can get in through the card
computer
the card door.
In here, the
yeah.
MSC computer.
I've not found that yet.
How about if we take a
well,
tour?
If you find me, I'll show you. I'll let us all in there. We can look.
Right.
Back
we can look now afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You do need to have a key for it though.
Okay.
Door,
just sort of bang on it.
Yeah, somebody
actually, I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there, whether he's going to get us access into that.
Into what?
The computer room.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only got this crack, so I got about 4 or 5 computers in there. Right. It would do quite good for our job, because it
okay.
can also, I mean, that's not very, not many people in it.
Right. Is there a printer in there too?
Yeah, it's a
okay.
printer. And there's a photocopier with the code
yeah.
on it. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That'd come in handy.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
we could photocopy our assignment. If we want to.
Go on my computer.
Yeah,
well,
all the comments I'm thinking.
So, what time do we say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards than we have all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
So,
yeah,
after DMLT.
Half an hour
and
then we'll
finish
yeah.
Okay.
As long as DMLT doesn't go late.
Hopefully, it's not that man's though, won't it?
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet.
What?
Oh.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
Maybe
so
it doesn't happen at all.
Sounds like me.
Should be.
No.
Should be.
Is it really?
Right.
What?
Next week?
Supposed to
or the week
next
oh.
week.
Next
week.
Really? I don't think we have a reading week though.
We have one class at least.
That's cancelled.
Speech perception. We don't have any lectures,
oh,
no. But I think we have like all other classes. So.
Yeah, I don't think
there's no point in.
I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a back corner, wasn't it?
Something like that. I think one of a couple of classes
some
were canceled.
Some classes did and some classes didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was bizarre.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Didn't really know what was
I think the undergraduates had.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it was up to the professor whether they did it or not. Well, I don't feel like it. Yeah, okay.
No,
I think.
Work.
Yeah. I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL will probably.
Yeah, we
have
will
classes.
Probably have, yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay.
Let's
meet Monday.
Done.
Yeah.
Was there anything else? Do anyone want to like take care of this, or should I take care of it?
Okay.
Oh,
we trust you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If there was
something,
okay.
Well,
basically, said the same things as in the comments.
I
could read it.
Hmm. Which one, the top one? Yeah. Do you really want multiple windows from a single app?
From a single app.
But most will probably want to go with defaults.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And just the other comment about whether you want to do both speaker characterization and topic segmentation. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's funny. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
we have
7% of the
big. All right.
Okay. So you need to the K-box, right?
You're okay with having me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Should we turn it off or
not? We're done now.
Is she still here?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.